This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the second hour of the program. As always, we invite you to join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Are people actually ready to own some Bitcoin? The author over at Yahoo Finance is saying no. No, they're not. They're not even close. We'll get into that coming up here. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Mike.
To the phones, to the fun. Jim Jesus is on the line in Vegas watching us on our cam at cam.freetalklive.com on the YouTube stream. Hey, Jim.
Jim, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Mike. So, yeah, I'm, like, upset with all of the transaction fees and everything that's been going on with Bitcoin. It seems like the core developers doesn't care.
No, they want high fees.
And I've been trying to sell stuff on OpenBazaar, which is, like, a decentralized eBay where everybody uses Bitcoin.
Yep.
And it's almost impossible to sell anything on there, especially unless I'm selling something like extremely expensive, which I don't.
Because no one wants to actually spend Bitcoin to buy the thing because the fees are too high. Is that why?
Yeah, the fees would be way too high. Now, I know that they have like their own wallet system with SegWit that kind of reduces fees, but it's still, you know, they're going to pay probably as much for the item as they are for the transaction fees. And it's getting like infuriating.
And is OpenBazaar, are they going to support any of the competing cryptocurrencies?
I hope they do, because I'm a real big fan of Monero, and I really like the idea of Monero, especially since it's...
Yeah, that would seem like it would be a good combo, Monero being one of the more privacy-oriented coins out there. It would seem like that would combo well with something like OpenBazaar, which is a decentralized marketplace, which in theory... I remember when they first started the OpenBazaar beta, they said that there was no there was no obscuring IP addresses, so you would have to probably connect via Tor or maybe a VPN and Tor in order to perhaps protect your if you were to want to sell marijuana or something like that on OpenBazaar or buy it, because I think that that wasn't their intention behind creating OpenBazaar, but if it were to actually go forward,
or just
and be popular,
where it's legal.
Technically, you could put a disclaimer on it. You can only buy this if you're in the states where it's legal. But anyway, Jim Jesus, what else do you have to share tonight?
Yeah, it'd be neat if they did implement Monero. Especially with all these what was it, Silk Road stuff and all those clones getting shut down. But
yeah.
I don't know. They're not willing to do it, and it seems like it'll be a lot better because the transaction fees are still really low for it. It can actually be used as a currency and not just like a reserve currency, I guess.
I would be surprised if OpenBazaar didn't have something they were working on in addition to Bitcoin Core, because
they are.
I know. Oh, okay.
Yeah, apparently they're talking about launching their own coin, which is it sounds like it's going to be a lot like Ethereum. So there's going to be like smart contracts.
Okay.
I guess that would kind of get rid of the need for having, I guess they have like somewhat of like an escrow type thing just to make, I forget what they're called, moderators or something, where you can sign up and allow people to be like the mediator between the transactions. So if someone doesn't get what they bought, they won't get the money. So
yeah, there is some kind of an arbitrator service set up in there. I've never had the experience of actually buying anything on OpenBazaar, so I've never had the need to have their arbitration service. I don't know how well that works, but yeah, I have heard about that as well. I know that Chris, I think his name is pronounced Pacia, I'm not sure, P-A-C-I-A. He was actually one of the speakers at Keenvention a couple years ago, and he works with OpenBazaar, at least he did. I think he still does, and I see him posting on Facebook all the time about Bitcoin Cash. Like, he's a big fan of Bitcoin Cash, and he is super pissed about Bitcoin Core's slowness and fees. So, I mean, I can't imagine he's not advocating that OpenBazaar add in something like Bitcoin Cash or Dash or some other option to give people a choice. I mean, people need a choice now more so than ever in the world of cryptocurrency because Bitcoin Core is just so broken. Jim, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I just checked the charts for the Bitcoin median transaction fee. The median meaning that half the transactions are more expensive than this and half are less. It's about $15 right now. So $15 is going to be your kind of typical price that somebody's going to pay to send a Bitcoin transaction.
Has I have been one of them still hanging out from somebody donating to hope.freetalklive.com, just hanging out.
They sent it with a low fee.
Yeah, they did.
Right? So, yeah, if you send it with a third or less of that fee, good luck. It's going to probably not confirm in more than at least a week. I've had four transactions waiting more than a week now for confirmation. And I actually went to a confirmation transaction or a transaction accelerator, and I put in the transaction information in there, and I actually had to pay $4 in Bitcoin Cash to these people to hopefully get them to include the transaction in an upcoming block within the next 3 days, within 72 hours.
I'd like to see Tatiana Moroz compose a song about being stuck in the mempool.
So the toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's get back into this story here from Yahoo Finance, where they're saying that the author here, at least, Ethan Wolf-Man, he says that he doesn't think people are ready for Bitcoin. He says most people don't exhibit great digital security practices. According to a recent survey from EPC Group, a consulting firm, 11% of those respondents have been using the same password for 7 or more years. Almost two-thirds of Americans include personal details in their passwords, like, you know, their birthday or, you know, their wife's name or something like that. When asked how often they change their password, the answer, only when the site requires me to do so, won by an enormous margin. Some people do use two-factor authentication, but most people don't. According to data from Duo, an authentication provider, only 28% of people use it, and the majority of those started because they were required to. A joint study between Johns Hopkins University and University of Maryland found that 45% of people used it sometimes. Banks and financial services providers provide two-factor across the board, but not everyone uses it since it's not always required. The ones they do use may not be very secure. Phone porting schemes can hijack someone's phone and compromise the system. People's phone numbers are generally publicly accessible. Coinbase has had problems with this in the past, which is likely why its CEO recently asked users to, quote, please migrate from SMS two-factor to Google Authenticator to enhance the security of your account. And that is good advice if you have any amount of cryptocurrency that you care about losing. You really need to have
if you only have one Coinbase account, that's great. But if you have more than one Coinbase account, Google Authenticator won't let you authenticate more than one.
They should. I can tell you that I have got like a dozen things in my Google Authenticator.
Really? I'd like to know how you do that, because I ran into this and I just got so sick of it that I uninstalled the whole thing.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a problem if you got more than one account. The huge inflows into Bitcoin make it an attractive target. Stefan Simon, a security researcher at cybercrime company Binary Defense Systems, told Yahoo Finance, even professional Bitcoin companies that are familiar with the risks are finding themselves hacked. Bitcoin mining company NiceHash just lost around $64 million worth of Bitcoin. They lost everything because they had it all in one wallet, said Simon. There's also the flip side of this game, the dangers of too much security. There have been more than a few instances of people losing one piece of paper with the key to their Bitcoin accounts, leaving them completely out of luck.
Yeah.
Or what happens if you don't...
Or throwing away a hard drive into the dump.
Yep. So does that mean consumers should stay away from Bitcoin? If they're the kind of person who doesn't have a passcode on their phone, then it really may not be right for you. Or if you're the kind of person, this is a strangely written article. But if you're going to choose to put a few Bitcoins in your pocket, take the opportunity to revamp your digital security habits. The stakes are high, so act accordingly.
Get a hardware wallet.
So you're recommending this for newbies?
It's, you know, there's a little learning curve, but once you get it, it's actually not that hard to use.
I happen to agree. It took me a while to finally get around to this, and I did this year, and I'm glad that I did. I think it was a good choice. And they're not that expensive.
Yeah, my wife likes
less than $100. Yeah. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. You're invited. right here to join us toll free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. The Skype username tonight is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us there if you want. We're talking about the difficulty of getting people into cryptocurrency. There is a learning curve. It's lower now than it's ever been. It is not as steep of a learning curve. It's easier now than it was 5 years ago or 9 years ago or whatever.
Remember the command line wallets?
I know about them. I have used them, but the average user certainly could not.
Yeah.
So, but now they have graphical user interface wallets. They have web wallets like Coinbase, and you know they've put a very nice face on Bitcoin. But the article that we just finished up from Yahoo Finance is saying that people just aren't even ready. Even when it comes to the easy to use websites, there's still a level of security that ought to be used brings a level of confusion in, and even you guys were saying, as experienced Bitcoiners that I'm sitting with here in this room, you guys were complaining about Google Authenticator as the sort of primary two-factor authentication method to secure accounts out there. So if you guys are having a tough time with it, then the average person is going to be flummoxed and bewildered and confused and frustrated by that.
I think that those 2FA methods are complete crap, and I personally don't have any trouble making a nice, long, cryptographically secure password. I know how to do it, and it's not that hard if people want to learn. But, you can pick any random book out of your library, assuming you have books in your home.
Well, even if you have a complicated password, a lot of passwords, they're not cracked by brute force attacks. They're garnered through social engineering, like a phishing email where somebody sees an email coming in.
You've got to be intelligent and look at what something links to in your email, whether it's authentic or not. And it's not that hard to look at the URL for link and say, this is a phishing attempt. I mean, don't be stupid.
I agree with you, Mike, but I'm experienced at using the Internet, and even I have clicked on a link or two over the years from a phishing email. Now, I've realized it as soon as I clicked on it, but because I looked at the URL after that, but that could have infected the computer with malware or whatever.
It depends on how convincing it is. I mean, there's been times when you get the one that's spoofing your friend's email or whatever and says, hey, check this out. They've gotten me with that.
Yeah, so I happen to agree with this guy's assessment, but I also agree with you, Mike, that I think that we're going to see advancements in two-factor. You had a neat idea about using the voice recognition software and something else to combine to secure accounts.
Give some unique words to the user, and then they say those words into their phone, and they can go by the voice print as well as the words, and you've got a three-factor authentication that's more secure.
And we may end up seeing, I hope that we end up seeing these security features get better, but also easier to use over time. I think that is going to be the case, but it's going to take some development, and hopefully we'll get there. Anyway, speaking of security, home security is also an important thing, and when it comes to keeping your home secure, you can go ahead and spend a whole lot of money on that, if you like, or you can go to blinkprotect.com/FTL and get the Blink Home Security System. You get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for 1 security camera, let alone the DVR system and the install costs and everything. The Blink Home Security, it's a wireless camera system, so you don't actually have to run any cables, drill any holes. You just pop the batteries in the wireless cameras, you set them up, you plug the hub into the wall, it's the only one wire in the system, the power cable, and then you set it all up over your Wi-Fi-enabled device like your tablet or your smartphone. It's super easy. Mark, it took you, about 10 minutes to
about
do
that,
this?
Yeah.
So go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. If you want more than 3 cams, no problem, they got that too. blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I've run into this stuff. I do kind of an advocacy for Bitcoin here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, and we have regular meetups, which we advertise on meetup.com, and that actually brings out people to real life, unlike Facebook. Facebook never brought out a single real person to any of our meetups who had never come before, but meetup.com regularly does, so kudos to them for that. Well worth a service well worth paying for, in my opinion. But these newbies will come out, and they're interested in it. There was one lady who came out who was just, even though she'd written down her password, it was a very arduous process to kind of just get her into the account, get her set up with Google Authenticator. And, of course, by the time the next time she was at a meeting, she had completely forgotten the process of how to get into her account. And she's not a stupid person. It's just that she's not technologically adept. And yeah. you wouldn't think that you have to be particularly technologically adept to do these things, because we do them every day. Logging into websites is second nature to us. But for people who are not as experienced, it's not second nature for them, and it's a process.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a certain amount of just using the internet experience that you have that an older person may not have. I go to see this guy every week who is the founder of our Quaker meeting, and he's in a nursing home, and he's like 85 or 86 or something like that. I brought him an old laptop with some external speakers that I set up on his desk. I plugged everything in and had, you know, the whole thing ready to go. Basically, I had a little link on his thing there that he could jump to YouTube. Just two things he wanted to do. Mm-hmm. He wanted to, one, be able to type, and two, be able to listen to his favorite operas on YouTube.
Okay.
Showed him how to do both of those things. And the next week, my laptop was boxed up and ready for me to go to take away.
Oh, no. He'd given up.
He'd just given up. Yeah. I mean, you know, that was too much. Mm. Whatever it was. You know, and you think you know how to help people, and it's you know, he did not want to hear anything about, I'll help you do it again, and we'll, you know, I'll write this down. He didn't want to hear that.
He was frustrated, huh?
You know, he's done.
Yeah, I think, you know, it may not happen with everybody, but I found that people, you know, you get to a certain age and really there's really not a lot of interest in learning these sort of new things. And I ran into this 20 years ago trying to get my grandfather to use email, mm-hmm. and particularly my grandmother, who was, why don't you write
a letter?
You need to write a letter, you know? And I'm like, I bought you a computer. Here's how you do email. We can talk every day.
Right.
And you can bug all the other grandkids every day and see how they're doing, and it's all that.
It wasn't enough of
this is newfangled crap.
Yeah, I wonder how common that is, because there are some folks who are elderly who are really into the internet.
Yeah,
they are
sure.
With it, they're hip, they've got, you know, smartphones, so I don't know what percentage of folks are that way.
I would say that it depends on, like, as we get more advanced in age, there's a cutoff point where people are just like, yep, not going to do it. But I what I heard from Vernon essentially was, you know, not going to learn this, and I'd rather die.
Mm.
And that was it.
Knowing you. When you're done learning, you are ready to die, right?
Yeah.
Like when you're done experiencing, when you're done bringing new experiences in and learning about new things, then why are you here? I mean, I don't mean to be cold, but...
Well, I think that...
I think that's true.
His frustration with computers isn't new. I thought I was making it as easy as possible, but ultimately, there's a...
Couldn't find the power button.
There's a there's a level... I think that was the problem.
Yeah.
There's a level of confusion.
Though, to be clear, there's a really entertaining episode of Kids React to Technology where they show the kids on the show old computer, like the old, big beige box computer. They couldn't figure out how to turn that thing on. They're looking all over the thing. They have no idea how to flip the power switch in the back. Now, we all know that because we grew up with those things. 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Poor Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you may dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So I had an interesting Bitcoin experience today. I got a sub sandwich from Subway that I went in to pick up. I'd ordered it online. And as I was picking it up, I pulled out a dollar from my wallet. And, of course, I stamp all of my dollars with a Bitcoin.com stamp. Says Bitcoin is internet money, Bitcoin.com, and then there's another URL for people who are in New Hampshire. But so I put that in the tip jar there, and the manager, whoever, the assistant manager, whoever it was that was there, sort of like above in like an upper area looking down, he's like, hey, is that Bitcoin? Because he saw, because there's like a big B,
sure,
Bitcoin logo on the stamp. And I said, yeah, it's Bitcoin. And he says, you know, somebody left me a $5 Bitcoin tip. And I really wish I'd cashed that thing in, meaning that he's talking about bctip.org, which is a website where you can go and print out these. You decide the amount, 5, 10, 20, whatever amount in Bitcoin you want to use, and then you pay for those, and then you print these things up, and you can leave them at like restaurants, which was a pretty cool idea back when Bitcoin didn't cost $15 for every single transaction.
Right.
Now it's pretty much useless, I mean, unless you're insane and want to spend $15 for every transaction that you want to give somebody $5. It doesn't make sense now, but it did back when he got this thing, and then he's regretting it. He said, well, what would that be worth today? And I said, well, when did you get the tip? He says, probably like a year ago. I said, it probably is worth more than $50 today.
Yeah.
And so he was like, oh, man, I knew I should have done something with that. And so I said, well, you know, do you have a smartphone? And he said, yeah, I've got a smartphone. I said, well, I can give you some Dash if you want. He's like, what's that? And I said, well, it's kind of like Bitcoin, but more for a transactional currency because Bitcoin's just too expensive to send these days. And he's like, nah, I'm all right, man. So he passed again, right? Like he was complaining about passing on Bitcoin the first time. So I offer him something that's like Bitcoin, but not, you know, it's not Bitcoin. Right. And he was like, ah, it's all right, man. So
it's ridiculous.
You remember Joe, who called in several weeks ago? He was the guy who got arrested in Kansas for doing cryptocurrency transactions.
Yeah, yeah.
He was telling me that he used to, when he was mining tons of Bitcoin, he would give paper wallets to strippers as tips.
Oh, wow.
You know, and back then they're like, oh, whatever, you know. And now they're all calling him saying,
is that right?
Yeah.
How the hell did they get his phone number?
That's a really good question. That's the biggest question this whole story.
Let's go to Will in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, I hope all is well. Can you guys hear me good?
Yes, loud and clear. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, so I was listening to an older podcast, and some guy called in and said, why should I have to work for food, or why should humans have to work for food? And Melanie was there. And, you know, she had made a comment that, like, well, if you want to end people having to work food, you need to change the laws of physics. Okay. You want to call that?
Not everyone was here, but go ahead.
Yeah,
sounds like a snappy
anyway,
comeback.
I think you and Mark were there. Anyway, I love that because I totally agree. So you remember, I was 18, I got pulled over with beer in the car, and went to jail or got arrested and went to court, and in court like a day or two or five later, there's a guy, he says, the judge says, why didn't you pay your fee? He said, well, my religion doesn't allow me to work, or whatever.
My religion doesn't allow me to work.
Yeah, so which was probably, you know, just an excuse to, you know, not have to pay or whatever. But whatever. That, yeah. Back then, I wondered. I was like, if your religion doesn't allow you to work, how do you eat?
So, I guess you beg.
Guess,
maybe he doesn't consider begging work. I don't know.
Yes, sir. I agree, Ian. That's correct. So let's say I beg, and you or whoever gives me some food, right? So I'm hungry. So now if you give me some food, like if you give me dollars or something, or you give me some ramen noodles or a hamburger helper with some meat or whatever. So now that you're giving it to me, I have to cook it. Or, right. You know what I mean? I have to prepare it. I have to have dishes and all these things. Even if all that stuff is given to me, at the end of the day, I have to do something to eat that food.
You have to do either some food preparation or some cleanup work after the fact, because probably nobody's going to want to serve you hand and foot if you don't have any money to pay them. So, yeah.
Yes, sir.
The scientific definition of work is using force to move an object a distance. So there you go.
That sounds aggressive to me.
And somebody's got to milk the damn cows, right? Somebody's got to kill the chickens.
I'm triggered, dude. But anyway, but the whole point is, you know, I have my own home and I have my own kitchen and it's a decent kitchen. You know, I'm not wealthy. I've got like a 2,000 square foot home and I'm not poor. Mm-hmm. You know, so anyway, even if people I have ordered from HelloFresh or one of those Blue Apron things, or whatever, they deliver the food to you. So literally, I pay for it, of course.
Right.
So the food is delivered and it's ready to, you know, it's already portioned out and all these things, you know, and there's instructions and all that. But man, let me tell you, man, it's not like I get there and I just sit at the kitchen table and now I've got a meal, right? I paid for it all, and I have to, even if it was given to me for free, you know, with all the instructions and all the.
There's a lot of work that goes into, you know, preparation of a meal, you know, even if it's not just the work that you do, it's the work that it takes to get the thing to your door and to get the thing out of the garden or the plantation or wherever it was.
I'm reminded of the story of the little red hen.
Okay.
You remember this?
Yeah.
Probably, but you're going to have to refresh me.
All right. The little red hen, you know, who will help me, plant the corn? Mm-hmm. Who will help me harvest the corn? Who will help me mill the corn? You know, and not I, said the cat. Remember that part?
Yeah.
Not I, said the... I don't know,
whatever.
Other barnyard animal, whatever it might be. And, finally she says, it's time for me to eat the food, and everybody lines up for their portion.
Not fair.
No, not fair. The first libertarian story.
Well, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, pointing out all the work that goes into even free food provided to people. And
there ain't no such thing as a free lunch.
It's a free lunch.
As Heinlein once said.
The toll-free number is here.
855-450.
Free like freedom, 855-450-3733. Of course, you can bring in or bring up whatever it is you want. People are talking about Bitcoin. The article from wired.co.uk says that psychology explains why your friends can't shut up about Bitcoin. We'll tell you about that coming up here in moments. But first, we've got Ricky. You're on Free
Ricky.
Talk Live, calling from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Thank you there, brother. Now, if I may, a quick little tip real quick before I go into those two answers. You know, you're talking about front-end passcodes, and it is pitiful what people do, but here's a quick little tip. Very simply put, you got area code, you got, exchange, and you got phone number. That's 10 digits. Now, you take two of those, that's a 20-digit front-end passcode. Now, I highly recommend, now, people can use their first one, but I recommend it is, one that nobody would be able to find out.
Are you giving people password advice and suggesting they use two phone numbers?
I guarantee you, Ricky, that is such a low entropy sort of password that I could crack that in about 2 seconds.
Yes, whatever, 20 digits. If I may go into my story, everybody likes to laugh at Ricky from the Commonwealth, whatever.
But you just
I love
got
the
owned.
Bed money, like job.
Huh?
At the end, I'd love to bet money on that smart crack, like somebody's job.
Oh, yeah? You know, to bet him on it, huh?
What's your
banking username?
Do you have a job to put up?
I'll bet you your Confederate flag.
Whatever. No, shut up.
What are you calling about tonight?
Well, let's see here. Obviously, there's no serious hackers on this show. Regardless.
We now, don't here's about a that.
If you only knew who you were talking to.
Oh, now, yeah, right.
Oh, no.
The serious hacker who is recommending...
We got a tough guy here.
The serious hacker who is recommending that people have an all-digits password, which, of course, everybody who knows a thing or two about passwords knows that that's not secure because you need to have, like, letters and special characters in there to kind of throw off the brute-forcing techniques,
yeah.
Right?
It's better to have a sort of a long password than it is to have a shorter
one.
More
that's right.
Yeah.
All right, there's more coming up here, and we'll give Ricky another chance here to try to make a point. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions, and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You can join us on the radio here if you want. You can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you can join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy. Fees are low and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. You can take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. So go to Dash.org and find out why. It's Ian, Mark, and Mike in the studio tonight. Let's go back to Ricky. He is on Skype. Go ahead, Ricky. What was the point you were trying to make tonight?
All right. Now, I'm going to tell you a quick little story, and I'll answer both your questions you had.
What questions? Question.
Well, first off, can you swear any of your rights away? And second of all, the second question.
Were we talking about that tonight?
No, that was the other night, and okay. It never answered. And the second one was as far as the right to travel. Someone who asked.
All right, you pick one of those. We're going to do one that you get to pick. We're not going to do them both.
The story answers them both, Ian.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, there's a big punchline at the end. Now, this story will go like
this.
Excuse me?
Go ahead.
Okay, now this happened a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away in somewhere called California. Now, this person, okay, now they, you know, there's something new come out called the driver's license. Now, this person was a conscientious citizen.
So they were out driving one day, and you know what? Somebody stopped them, a lawman. Now, that lawman said to him, hey, I want to see a driver's license. He says, I don't need one. Reason why? The right to travel. Now, he started writing him a ticket. You know what his answer is? You're a comedian. I ain't going to take this ticket. Now, he started arguing with him, and he says, if you keep it up, I'm going to have to call my sergeant or sheriff. I forget which one it was. Now, what happened is he do just that. And you know what? What happened next is that his superior said, you know, you leave him alone. Okay, so now what happened is he go out again. Okay, he go out on the road, and well, he gets stopped by this lawman again, same lawman. And what happened is, you know, he says, okay, whatever. And he said, no, I don't need this. I am not going to have this. And he said, you know, he said, you have to call your sergeant or whatever, you know. So he go do it. See, the bad thing is here, now he get yelled at, this lawman. So you never bother that man ever again, no matter what he do on the road. Now, after that, he took his sports car and drove down the highway as fast as he could. That was 90 miles an hour to celebrate, and nobody bothered him. Now, he never had a driver's license till he stopped driving. Now, the only way this works is if you don't accept it in the first place. Because the moment you do, you take an oath to the state. Now, that
are you saying that person in the story is you?
No, that person way more important than me and way more famous. That person, you can look up this story in 1929. That person became very famous. His name was President Ronald Reagan. You can look that up.
They're You're both claiming that Ronald Reagan never got a government driver's license or didn't have one in 1927. And
did he have a license plate on this
29,
car?
29.
That's
okay. When it came out. And you know what? The truth is that the only way that works, like I took an oath, one of the things they asked me is if I was ever in the military. Because if I was in the military, they couldn't have done it because I already took an oath. And, you know, under our current system, unfortunately.
What could they have not have done if you were in the military?
Received my honor as deputy of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
What's that have to do with driving without a license?
Because you take an oath to the state. You took an oath to swear to the United States.
You're saying that because you took an oath in the military, you have to have a driver's license?
For once in your damn life, listen and open your ears.
I'm sorry, dude. Are you guys understanding?
I actually understand what he's getting at.
What's he saying?
Okay, well, see, driving is actually... Ricky, I get what you're talking about. Let me explain it in a more simpler terms for Ian here, okay?
Ian, so he can understand.
Yeah. Okay, so driving is a commercial activity.
That's
so,
what they claim.
Yes, while as traveling is not. So if you are navigating your personal conveyance on the public rights of way, you're not violating any laws. But the thing is, the state has turned the public rights of way also into channels of commerce, and they presume automatically that any contraption on the road with wheels is a vehicle and not a conveyance, and they assume that you're engaged in commerce.
Yeah, I've heard all those theories before, Ricky. You did if that was what you're trying to explain, you did a terrible job explaining it.
Explain it to Ronald Reagan, brother. Look up the story.
I don't know where I'm going to go find that story. I don't know where to go and look for that, and I don't know if it's true.
I did Google, did Ronald Reagan have a driver's license, and got nothing. I will say that he was born in 1911, which would put him at 18 years old in 1929.
So could have been.
True.
But you know what, Ricky, this is an interesting theory, the whole freedom to travel. I like the theory, personally, the idea that you shouldn't have to ask permission to go from point A to point B. You shouldn't have to have some government permission slip. But ultimately, good luck convincing a judge of that.
Actually, he was president of the United States. He ended up for all his life till he never drive again because he had the Alzheimer's. I mean, he was never much of a driver throughout, but you know what? He never got charged, and he became president eventually.
It's a big story. I want to see the proof of somebody putting this into effect today. that can consistently defeat the tickets that are written to them for that.
If you accept the driver's license, you're screwed. That's the problem.
Well, our former Wednesday night co-host Jay Noon does not drive with a driver's license, and he actually does have some stories of having charges dropped. But he's also gone to jail over it as well. Thank you for the call tonight. So good luck, getting that to work consistently. I would love to see it work consistently. I would love to see somebody drive around without a license, get ticketed over it, and then just crush it every single time in court. I want to see that. I want to see the proof.
And the problem is you're going to run into cases where some they might get away with it, some cases where the judges won't buy the story and they'll convict them, and they have to appeal it up the chain of appeals.
Well, Dick Marple says that if you appeal, that means you're consenting to their rule. Yeah. So Dick Marple, if you go and you look up his name on YouTube, you'll find video footage that I recorded in a courtroom where he brings up the freedom to travel. He brings up all these things. And this is a guy who spent the last few decades of his life studying these issues.
Yeah, and he's not some fringe guy. He was an elected member of the state legislature.
But, he's fun as hell, and I love the guy.
But he has served in the state legislature, and he has drafted legislation.
And the other state reps laugh at him, and they're rude to him, and they derail and deride him, and they schedule his hearings.
But his voters kept sending him back.
I know. I mean, the guy's great. I'm not trying to, come down on the dude, but that's just the reality is the viewpoint that he advocates, which is this freedom to travel viewpoint, and again, I support it. I've gone in there and testified in favor. I'm the only person frequently who will come and testify for a Dick Marple bill.
Yeah.
Because most people don't want to be seen associating with a Dick Marple bill. He doesn't get like co-sponsors, basically, a lot of the times. It's just him that's putting these things forward. And he's just trying, man. He's trying to get in there and, make the government less ridiculous than
if Ian's,
it is.
If you're wanting Ian to testify in your bill, desperation.
I'll go in and I'll testify on anything I want to. Because you can do that here in New Hampshire. But Dick Marple, he went into court and he put on this argument. And he was arrested originally for driving while license suspended. And so I guess the argument would be that he had gotten the license at some point. But some of them argue that you can unconsent. You can remove your consent from system.
If it expires, then essentially the contract is null and void at that point.
Okay.
Legally, it should be. So if it's expiring, then it should no longer be in force.
Well, the judge found him guilty in that case.
Well, you just heard Ricky say that that's just not acceptable.
Yeah. Despite the fact that he, made a great argument in front of the court. He never consented to the court's jurisdiction. He didn't consent to even pass the bar in the court. He didn't walk past the gate. There's the conspiracy theory that if you don't go past the gate.
Yeah, he bellowed from the audience.
Yep. It's entertaining as hell, man. I mean, if you want to see, it's probably one of the most entertaining court videos you'll see. Because
he does know how to put on the show there.
Sure does. He'll yell at the judge and get away with it, and he's either getting away with it because he's an elderly man or because he's also a state representative, and she's treating him with kid gloves in this case, and she doesn't want to be seen as, on video especially, she doesn't want to be seen yelling at a state rep.
Any chance she just thinks he's deaf?
I don't know. But the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But when I asked him, I said, Dick, are you going to be appealing this decision, the guilty ruling? He said, no, you can't appeal or else that consents to their system. So he's trying some sort of an administrative remedy through, I think, the Secretary of State's office, which maybe that'll work. I doubt it. More coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.